Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John chapter 6, verse number 66. Very strong, compact of scripture. From that time, many of his disciples, the Bible said, went back and walked no more with Jesus. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. For you and in some picture.
Simon Petro Buan said, Eradi, why ain't Chenny a becro? One hour down Quansem, near Giedi, near Hunusalin Yancopo Cuncunino. Simon Petro Buan said, Eradi, why ain't Chenny a becro? One hour down Quansem, near Giedi, near Hunusalin Yancopo Cuncunino.
Very, very beautiful kind of scripture. Will it can be a mammy new age?
If free and also no.
Bible say free no so.
Let's see a phone mu piece and one
it. Yes, you call baby coco cansem pansem panasen can you know some more kind of say, Ubi and Nime Honam no one no me moja when you met here. Ubi and Nime Honam no one no me moja when you met here. Iripa wa wanu tia samu wa wamuza na wani biti mia tisa asemi Yesu diya na vidya aha siyesu woki keni aiwi abeyi samu anase kanibale samu anase muni ya wanu no. Na Bible say woman na sent free Yesu echi.
No,
na Bible free say Yesu nu wa dompa. A dom Yesu ba ha kure na betu edi nechi. Bible say obi ya sent free Jesus echi. Okay.
No, ane no anantibi.
Woman Yesu anantibi. Woman ti say Yesu ye meet ya woman ko. Iti Jesus ebi sa dumi yenu ne se. Monso mube kobi ya na. Okay.
Nasimo
Petro. Ebua evrade se.
Evrade.
Wanchani ya mkro.
Wana awa dan kwansem.
Wana awa dan kwansem.
Na ya jiedi.
Ubi yanka se dan kwansem.
Dan kwansem.
Enuni ya di yejume di dan kwansem. Ene enkomisha. Wana awa dan kwansem wa ya jiedi. Na ya hunu se. Wame wanyankupon krum krum nino. He is love, he is great, he is good, he is amazing, he is a wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, he is Prince of Peace. But just like I was saying in the prayer, but the angels in heaven call him holy. Have you thought about it? That they don't address God by his love. The Bible said to the Greek he is wisdom, to the Jew he is power. They don't call, the angels don't refer to him as that. They refer to God as holy. Holy. That commodity is a rare and a scarce commodity in our generation. My time are struggling from preachers, from pulpiteers, from altar workers to the parishioners and the people that sit in the pew are struggling with the precious commodity of holiness, righteousness, purity, sanctity, chastity. We are struggling with that. But that's not my subject. It's just that it came out from the reading of the word. Was it now? Yehusha. Yes, that is the reason why I brought it into the scene. I come to a realization that even the message, the content of the message that is coming or emanating from our pulpits lack dankwa. Dankwa! Adam, the Mercedes is good. The Range Rover is good. Utina Range Rover mua, with Nissan, you will not drive it again. I'm telling you. I have driven a Range Rover Sport, the latest version. Na mi sifri ke ni muno, mi hunu se, ya waka ni ya waka. But, sa wama wakuma, edi saani ya maweyachia, fakua, edi ube kuyu yenu wompe. James chapter 4, verse 4. Wasi wia se, adam fufa. Aye wenya obia wa fe wiase adam fi nya metamfo. Ti Cecilia Mafu was telling me, was saying that you free Ashiama, your first house printers, me money who water closet that it estate agent and flashy and me money huri huri. Because what done and quansi foot table I say a check. Uncompleted houses. We are summing into when you meet Bia in Shira Suka Krachinawa. One Shaya Ebeba Fauso. Kaya.
Our say for.
Tue.
Munim say we are saying for funny.
Do not. Don't you know that the love of this world. Come.
Into Obiara or Pesha.
There be. Read it all over again. Let's work, sir.
Our say for.
Tue.
Munim say we are saying for funny.
Munim say we are. Don't you know that the love of this world is enmity unto God? Pray into.
Now, Otani Onyankopon. Into a beer or person we are down for Nijin.
Beer or person of we are down for no. Oh, yeah,
Jinahosa Nyankopon.
Which Jinahosa when you are made town for. Can you imagine that the people come to church and most of them are when you are made town for? Pray somewhere here, Kana. Very sure. Preachers can tell you that, but nipa baby the bar, sorry, you know me time for. Shut the way and grow for. I've gone into this is the gospel musicians, even when they are singing, you know, they are mindful of their and all that. Where is it? You know, of their maker and praise him. We've lost it. Yes, Adam for far. Hey, you when you're time for dear. And so gradually, increasingly, the things that are stealing our heart, ladies and gentlemen, is enormous. So many things are competing for our attention. And it's not just competing for attention's sake. It is stealing our hearts. Football is one of it. Play! Football is one of it. Today, if Ghana was playing England, most of you won't be here. If Arsenal was playing Chelsea, most of you would not be here. I believe the vice president has a favorite team. But one very gentleman I salute. Among all the politicians, some are rough, some are kobolo, some are nice, some are Christians, some are Muslims, some are edutufuankuan. Pierre! But that man, I salute him. A kind man, gentle, sweet guy. I've met him a couple of times, very respectful. The last time I met the former vice president was at Apostle Leon Kofi's birthday. I was the MC for the particular occasion, and afterwards he came to shake me together with his dear wife. I was shocked, you know, to say, you speak very well, you have power over language. These were his compliments the first time he's meeting me. Very nice. We'll be on why vice president yes, sir. Adam for far. This scripture is similitude. It's a prototype of 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15, where the Bible talks about don't love the world. Anybody who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. For all the things that are in the world, the love of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the, you know, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of this world. For the world passeth away, but they that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. In other words, you can use the thing and not love it, and not put your love in it. I can use money and not put my love in it. Oh yeah, I can use money and not put my love into it. I can use the cars as tools, enabling tools to help me do what I'm doing for God. I can use the cars to transport people to our crusades and places and go and preach for the Lord. I can use the money to organize all the things that we need because it is enabling power. God has given me to do what I'm doing, but I am not to love it. First Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6. The Bible makes a very lovely, powerful retaliation, and the scriptures declare a mind-boggling revelation in God's word, and that is what I would love to read to you. And very quickly, we can cruise for tonight. But godliness with contentment is great gain. And the Bible says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will take nothing out of it. And having food and clothes, the Bible said, may we be content with it. But they that want to be rich fall into diverse temptation and a snare, and foolish and hateful lust, the Bible declared, which have drawn men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have converted after they have erred from the faith, I'm telling you, there is a lady who had Marian Stan. She had a near-death experience. She nearly died. You know, the things that suddenly she just fell sick. She went to the hospital. They checked her out. And then her liver, her, you know, whatever, pancreas, kidney, everything. They just said that heart, everything, all together. She was dying so fast. Come, run quickly. Anyway, Jesus said, sister, she's a very pretty girl. Before she had that experience, we open life for chain now. You betcha. I ask for the anointing of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the ministry, the unction that works for God in any way shall come upon you, whether financially, whether in preaching, whether in testifying, whether in playing instruments. Receive it. And you'll be an asumano, me man sumano, me wawa, and a madam for be free. As you go deep for Kobin, and I'm the Gobeare, meet him, Gaja, as who baby woman chain. Oban and me, Casa, or can you want some children? One on our mammy flyer or handbill. We ran out of his office, minimum. No, soon him away, and then a guy we spoke, and yet Marian was on the streets. Encounter you, you will forget about the heels, forget about the mascara, forget about the eyelash extension. Forget it and let's hit the road. For we are dust, ladies and gentlemen. We are dust, and thus we shall return. May we come to the predisposition not to love the world, but we shall stand as a temple. Oh, yeah, a temple of God. That is what the songwriter said. Prepare me, Lord, to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I will be a living sanctuary for you. Oh, I can hear your clap of it. But I'm telling her, whatever the Lord has spoken concerning you, until it comes to pass, can I hear a good amen in Jesus' name? God bless you. Take your seat, sweetheart. Yes! permanently, wasn't
it?
Oh, but now you're naked. Why else you are? When your first cry, my good friend, which country did you come from? Gabon. When your first cry came out, you were naked. Naked! And the same way, ladies and gentlemen, most of us will go. The reason why I said most of us, because some of us, I'm telling you the truth. People don't like the truth. Unfortunately, they don't like the truth. Pastor Bimbo, one woman I loved with all my heart, died in a plane crash. Do you know how a fool in a plane crash looks like? Dr. Miles Morrow and his beautiful wife and 9 of his pastors and church elders and corporate, you know, executives died in a very painful plane crash. Was God sleeping? No. The time was just up. And I am telling everybody, it's certain we came into this world with nothing. And it's also certain that we shall go out of it with nothing. And so why are you so much in love with Peruvian hair and Brazilian hair and Louis Vuitton bag and Coco Chanel shades and Gucci shirts and Tom Ford shoes and the Brioni shoes? Why do you love the world so much? Anything that comes your way, see it as a blessing that came from God and use it as such, but not to put your heart into it. When it came to your heart, he made it clear. Deuteronomy, he made it very clear. Before, put your hand where you are and then you will come back. He made it very clear in the book. He said, thou shalt love the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 4. For hear, O Israel, verse 4 of Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Lord your God is number one. The Lord your God is number one. Not Facebook. The Lord your God is number one. Not Instagram. The Lord your God is number one. You wake up now with Facebook. Now you wake up with Instagram to check your status and people that have liked you and shared you and people who gave you thumbs up and thumbs down and thumbs side. Now people wake up with WhatsApp. How many people have sent me WhatsApp? What I share, let me check who are the people that, you know, you have now. Now we have forgotten that we used to wake up with Yang Kwan Sohai, our daily bread, our daily guide, our daily path, our daily light. We have forgotten. Don't let the world depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to everything that is written therein. Written. And the people go to church because they want visas. They go to church because they want wives. They go to church because they want husbands. They go to church because they've seen a hot chick. Hot chick in the church. Because now the church, the chicks, you know, coming into the church, you know, they come with omasibimu. They come with their hips. They come with omutruna. Omobabe to offering. By the time they pick up this, you know, they push up their, I want to talk to you for a moment. Oh, when I'm in the world, because I am Hubert Tiemu, Tiemun Tiemu, I am telling you. We have forgotten that the house of God is not a place for promiscuity. They have forgotten that the house of God is not a place for adultery. They have forgotten that the house of God is not a place for fornication. They have forgotten the house of God is not a place for exploitation. They have forgotten the house of God is not a place for dubious connections. The house of God. Dear New Year. Dear. And that is why people come to the house of God. For the wrong reasons. Wrong reasons. And so when you preach a message like what I'm preaching, they don't like it. They don't like it. Even Alabaster Fokra, sometimes they ask, is there no other message? Which other message again is in the Bible? Which other message is there in the Bible? Message, we are in your being, and no one knows such a They want to receive it. Take it. I even had prophets and preachers who tell me, "You preach, sir." Now I'm saying, "I want to have a chance to preach." You mean frame me now? And I want to frame me. Crash it. Are they? See, I'm preaching, sir. Then I'm saying, "Preaching, sir." See, I encourage the people. Encourage them. I should encourage people who are sleeping in their boyfriend's house. I should encourage people who are chasing people's husbands. I should encourage people who are putting in to go. I should encourage people who are crumbling. Instead of rebuking people, then let them come in alignment with the will of God. I'm telling you, most of the fastings and prayers will not be necessary if your line, if your life is in line with God. I'm telling you. The message is consistent. We are not diverting from anything to anything. The message God has given me is very consistent. Everybody who have listened to all of me, go to our podcast and see all the, it is a consistent message. We are not getting tired of it. We come at it from another angle from every service. But the message is still consistently the same. I'm telling you to understand. Now we'll be tearing now. We'll be tearing now. I'm a brother catcher who say we're nimble. After all, we are seeing now. Amos chapter 5 verse 10. What time? They don't want that person. Let me tell everybody in this place. Let me push the revelation like this. Vanessa, I am a pastor in Apostolic Church and I'm a pastor in the Presbytery. What do you have, Vanessa? Miko Fidro, as you know me, as I'm standing here preaching this, Vanessa, I am a minister of the Methodist Church, Ghana, and I am a minister of the Presbyterian Church. By now, I will receive a summons by the moderator long ago. By now. By now! They will go like, Kofi, Kofi, Kofi. Omoye nana momenzane, yes, we'll be toned down. You will tone down. Kofi, Kofi, Kofi. Make I first time my mama Christina Mekemo. Now I was driving her home. Me fire or me see Atomic Road and I was like, Kofi Ubanachi Ubanachi. Dad, by now yes, someone so one, two. Slide! So you cannot be a minister in the Presbyterian Church. You can't be a minister in Apostolic Church of Pentecost. By the Church of Pentecost, grab them your hand. Come on, rock all and to actually da da da. Long ago, for sure, what turning here, what turning, and will crawl up on him. Will be a or come somewhere you no could you cheating say any part. They don't want that person who speaks the truth and speaks the heart of God and the mind of God. Somebody that speaks godly counsel. Oh yeah, godly counsel. Bless are the people who does not walk in the way of the ungodly, who does not sit in the seat of the scornful. His delight is the law of God. He meditates on it day and night. He might observe to do everything that is written therein. Oh yeah, then shall you make your way prosperous. The book of Joshua said, and by the book of Psalms said, he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Your leaves will not wither. Whatever you do, it will prosper. Didn't you hear that? If you walk not in the way of sinners and in the counsel of the ungodly, whatever you do, can sell pure water, it shall prosper. But as for us, we want the blessing. We don't even care about what the Lord requires of us. For in a mighty house are not only vessels of silver and gold, also of wood and clay, some to honor, others unto dishonor. But if any man will purge himself or sanctify himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, prepared and meet for the master's use. I think that God is looking for people to use. I want to remind you, listen to me. Oh yeah, that is what the message is even driving to. Oh yeah, God is looking for people to use. God is not looking for title holders, Bible school leavers, seminary, you know, graduates. God is looking for, he's not even looking for the educated, the elite, the aristocrats, the iconoclastic. God is not looking for the elated. No, God is now looking for available vessels, any vessel that is available, anybody that is ready, I'm talking to God is looking for available vessels. And that is why you are going to see, I was ministering in Perez Chapel at the youth chapel yesterday, and I was telling them that in 15 years the politicians you know will not be there, the preachers, the ones you call masters now, will not be there. This is not blasphemy. This is truth. Before all the church fathers you know now and all the church mothers, there used to be masters. Yeah. There used to be one reverend minister in a Methodist church, a very skilled man of God on the piano. We used to call him Reverend Dugan. That man was a strange man. One of the people that the hand of the Lord was on. Johanna Zimmerman, the first black moderator of the Presbyterian Church of God, Ghana. You check the Presbyterian history and let's check the miracles that happened with the Presbyterian Church with Agunudi at Latin. You will be shocked. And never near Presbyterian, sorry, now. I have read the history. Now, the miracles that have been documented, the miracles Ramsia did in a Bitifin. Quetia, Tafo, Bome, Nkoko, Ubu, you'll be shocked. Remember, the people that determined that the presence of God was on Achia Mountains. It was the miraculous. It was the supernatural. That man of God was a Methodist minister. Methodist! And the deep, oh yeah. Asibe is his name. Methodist minister. He was driving one day from Tafo, passing. At the time, there was not even a road to climb that mountain. He got out of his car and decided to follow the fire just like Moses. For a long time. The glow, the awe that came with him. Look at the way that the church of Jesus Christ have become so dry. There are no miracles, there are no signs, there are no wonders. And look at all these guys who have come from Kumasi and the madness they have come with. Instead of them to go and wait upon the Lord and receive the grace of God, if God have called them, rather they are fabricating prophecies, manufacturing miracles, and fixating all kinds of lottery numbers for God's people to go and stick. But anybody who will take you away from Jesus Christ, Paul said, do not be entangled with any yoke of bondage after Christ have set you free. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. Oh yeah, don't be entangled with any yoke of bondage after Christ have set you free. I'm bringing my message to a close, but I think that God is looking for people to use. Ordinary people. God is looking for faithful politicians. The ones we have are not so faithful. God is looking for faithful leaders to handle GRA, to handle customs. God is looking for faithful people to be in our bench and our bar. God is looking for faithful people. People who will not be accepting and punching and then confirming. God is looking for men of integrity, men who are true to their word, men who live an exemplary life. For it is required that the priest's mouth should keep knowledge. Malachi chapter number 2, verse number 6. Malachi 2, read 7, verse number 7 of some particular scripture. The Bible says, for it is required that the priest's lips should keep knowledge. And when the people go to church, let them go and require it from the mouth of the priest. Oh, yeah. Chapter 2, verse 7. Quick. We don't have the time. Let's work. I'm telling you. Plot number 1, Alabaster City. Opa, try me. I dare you. Kind of Abram.
Now, one year, so my for a Murano Sudium.
What's it clear? As I said, oh, so far. Now, no, a curanim, dear. Now, a ya and shasua. A mouth of fro. Oh, what the
aim? Murano Sudium.
And Murano Sudi. Not just was often. It be dim runners on the near yard and so. A dim runners.
If it's as a for a buffoon.
Bafo papenye enye wa bafo no o ma ba be gu o memu a Moses say o mu ye Jesus Christ no pray enye wa bafo no and America o mo ho asem for he is an angel of God pray come da from
now so mo afri o kwan no so amane
asofo a e wa gana ha 80% o mo afri o kwan no so o ma mame
mo mani pa bebere sun ti
mo mo mani pa bebere ya send me to come and clean the body of Christ. All the mess and the chaos that has littered all over the church has to be cleaned out before the second coming of Jesus Christ. And yes, sir, the Lord will rapture an empty church. I'm telling you, do you think we have Christians? Please, don't even go there. Don't even mention that Ghana is a Christian nation. I'm telling you, they said there was so much fraudulent, and we are busy in church. Busy in church with our lottery numbers. Busy in church! I read a whole, no, we are not going to be able to do it. We are not going to be able to do it. We are not club no church for the Bible. You want me to keep quiet? I am sorry. I want to be saved and retain my salvation. I want to go to heaven. My final destination. I want to go to heaven. Heaven! We want to go to heaven. Thank God from Ghana.
Intimenso mema wona ni maguasi.
And we are this say intimenso Ghana so for no e di enu ana ye adwuma mema wo mu na ni maguasi.
Now my bread as o man no
repeat that particular verse again. Come.
Intimenso mema mo ni maguasi.
Intimenso mema wo mu na ni maguasi from Accra to Kumasi to Takrade all over to you know the western region where a different for baby a cocoa ni gold ni oil wono e ho no ma cocoa me so me ma wo mani maguase kan ye
na ma brass wo man no nyina
ye bra wo mu na ase anya nwa look at the way dito dito die, look at the way ousu ansa at tabora die, look at the way tola kaswa die, look at the way katachia every father die. I'm talking to you. Because Luke chapter 12, verse number 2, God will reveal it. I'm telling you. Come up, remember.
And I will call a sudden
person who so far. You're home. Jewel, Russian, nice clothes. As you one more shed zongo into my hair. You know, that is how the whole thing have now become. If you don't have VVIP money, that is 2,000, they don't want to check you. If you don't have VIP, which is 1,000, they don't want to talk to you. If you don't have emergency, which is 500 Ghana, they don't want to talk to you. If you don't buy their oil, they don't want to talk to you. If you don't buy their soap, they don't want to talk to you. But I said, man, mrango me free with them. Anka oil. I said, mrango man. What's up? Facebook. What's up? Utimitina so 3 hours, 4 hours. You are failing to pray for only 20 seconds, 20 minutes. You are struggling to pray for 20 minutes. It drum pay ba na wo ram. It drum pay ba na weni kum. What she has said? What she has said? How you doing? How you are saying? We team chef Nigeria movie back to back. Kenya movie. We team in Tina Babro. And kind one chapter. In CM Radia 7. It will be Buya Cry. That is why people can tell. Bra na me ya kwanjiri biya mao. Tiniya me kaena. Bra na me ya kwanjiri. And here you are saying no babro. Bra na me ya kwanjiri bi mao. Bra na me ya kwanjiri bi mao. The Bible said, whereas you were supposed to be shepherds, by now you are supposed to be shepherds. By now you should be teaching others. Sister, you will be honest, man. You're fun and you will be in the children and say, go preach. Will be work or hell? In those times you pray silent prayers. Give me another chance. I will save you. And the Lord said, a chance, that's not a problem for me. Take it. And let's see if you will save me. I'm telling everybody in this place, the Lord is looking for people to use. When you meet anybody, you are my ejuma. If you be a man, you fall. If you be a man, you fall. That is one area that God is very, very angry with. Gospel musicians of Ghana. Any a king kind, you know, divina, iridi, baby. Ewa Alabaster City. I was reading somewhere. Any a king kind, you know. We read something. And I'm say, Ubi Achudonium, Esther Nyamiche. Psalm 34. Money men come full, eradicate see ya, namo maya mom, and money dinoso. My rad, it came from Psalm 34. Okay, can Psalm 25. Well, na me mame cross so major wo, when yanko paw, will soon I made me home at all, and mame nimu, and mama town phone serving me, erati. It come up to verse number 9, word to word, from the scriptures, and then from verse 14, take your sisters and so epic, and you'll be free home. Some and you may abandon tea, me gang gobbia, oh no, no, Jimmy free, my tongue from some, my way, yeah, Moses, and see me friend now. He picked, they also picked it from verse 14, a honor me in you free. Young crop right there, I'm okay, can't say, when you know I'm about fake tongues at the tire. Fuck! Tell them I told you. This fake. Tongues in the nibber. I didn't say bonsams about tongues in the nibber. Winning. Me catch it up. Bonsams with the names of two nippers who are more tito. I'm reminding you. Call a pass. Akwebi. A preachy cremonibi preachy. What can we get deliverance? Who be you? Bako or Kaswa. Kaswa guy. No, sir. Yeah, preachy. Me cannot will you. I said, quiet. I said, say, sapper. They have copied the church. And they are out there. People are surrounded. They are listening. They are listening. And faith comes by hearing. And then you go and sorry them. Your boys, young men, your metic tikiti. Share papa nom me papa Steve Mensah returned 2 weeks ago from Grand Bassam in La Côte d'Ivoire for a massive crusade in their stadium, National Stadium. He went there with Pastor Matthew Ashimolo, with my father Stanley Mensah, and the board of Christ to the rural world. These people are about 55 years. Namrantia! Mugudemo makwanchere. Mugudemo makwanchere. Reverend Buapia, Presbyterian Church, Nanu in Uwe, Radim for the currency. When we about Typha, the last stations would be before mile 7. I know I'm Hushia, I'm in Kazana, Papa, and you might request a coffee, you go as a patriot man, one here. Maybe I hear to me at 8 churches, I was blown off. A man almost 80 years old has led a church like the Presbyterian Church to start 8 new branches. Namugudem, Emrantia, what disappointing, I'm a papa. Pierre! All you are looking for is the next new iPhone. You have Galaxy, you have iPhone. Ah, ekwase unia. Eh, check me out. Why? All right. Me nyako another line so me fra obaka. Nan kokora no. Eh ye adwuma no omoji crowns and we are on our way to hell. I told, I'll close with this. I told the team of young ministers whom I met yesterday at the conference. I said to them, if we are going to take over from Otterbell, Duncan Williams, if we are the people going to take over from Kranchiankra, Christian Adotete, Stephen Stanley Mensah, Eastwood Anaba, Robert Ampia Kofi, Ransford Obin, Pierre, if we are the people going to take over from Steve Asari, Doug Hayward Mills, Emmanuel Entefo, if we are the people who are going to take over from Eddie Ade and, EAT Sakis, then I think we are not prepared. Our standards are too low. Standards! These guys have built some standards for themselves. Our standards are very low. And Kokura 50 something. Look at Bishop Doug. Recently, 2 weeks ago, he was in Canada. Last weekend, he was in Jamaica. And now that we're going, they opened a church in Jamaica, the Rock Cathedral. He can send people from here up to Jamaica to go and build. And we are here giving a kwanjire. Ah! Nasana, sorry, Yanka, we were bare of 5 miles. Huh? Get out! Every taxi, you have an assignment. Every trot, you have an assignment. Everywhere you go, you have an assignment. Can't you hear the voice of God coming to you? God is speaking to you. Don't just go. We want to have a good time. Every airport you enter, you have an assignment. Every airplane you sit in, you have an assignment. I'm talking to people who are kingdom-minded. Oh, yeah. Not petty church-goers. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking to people who need the anointing of God, like the one that came upon Idahosa. They need the anointing of God, like the one that came on Kwasia Mwako. The anointing of God, like the one that came on Auntie Grace Adunfa. The anointing of the Spirit of the living God. Oh, yeah. Anointing like the one that came on Kenneth Hagan and Miss Kuman and Brother Abraham. Like the anointing that came upon Martin Luther, the German reformer. The anointing that hit Oxford Street upon Charles Wesley and John Wesley. I'm talking about the anointing that came upon D.L. Moody and Charles Finney and C.H. Spurgeon. I'm talking about the anointing that came on Billy Graham, who turned cities around. I'm talking about the anointing that came on T.L. Osborne. I'm talking about an anointing. An anointing! Stop! The oil one more time. There are young women in this building and young men in this building who want to work for you. Tonight we have come for the fire. We have come for the unction. We have come for the anointing. We have come for the grace. Tonight, let revive our fire. Let revive our flames. Let the unction of the Spirit come upon your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may they do amazing things. Let signs and wonders be worked by the hands of these ones in the name of Jesus. Let the move of the Holy Ghost come upon these men and women. Let them arise. Let them shine. For their light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon them. Somebody shout. Hey! Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.